Welcome to the Slackest Talk Podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town. Now, I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack, and today is April 4th, 2024. And on today's show, man, another first-timer, man, I got another special edition of the Slackest Talk Podcast. I got another edition of Slack is Sports. That's right, another sports crossover show. And this episode is so special, man. It's since it being the first, we going commercial free on this one, man. Commercial free. And I guess you're wondering why. As you all know, it is WrestleMania weekend. You know what I'm saying? The biggest time of the year if you're a wrestling fan like I am. You know what I'm saying? WrestleMania season. WrestleMania weekend. And just in case you don't know, man, WrestleMania, it's the big stage, man. It's like, it's the Super Bowl of wrestling. You know what I'm saying? Like, all the big matches, all the stars come out, man. They pull out all the stops. It happens once a year, you know, usually in the first week of April. This is WrestleMania 40, you know what I mean? I've been watching this, man, for 40 years, man. I grew up on it. It's a big, big part of my life. I caught all 40 of them. Never miss it. It's something that I look forward to. Probably even more than the Super Bowl, man, because, you know, I never saw my Jets in the Super Bowl during my lifespan. But, you know, that's another story for another day. But, yeah, man, WrestleMania 40 is happening in Philadelphia this weekend. And they actually have, I think everything starts tonight. I think they're having a meet and greet tonight. I'm not sure if they're doing SmackDown tomorrow. I'm not 100% sure, but I know, because I know the Hall of Fame is tomorrow. And then Saturday is, you know, WrestleMania night one. And Sunday is night two. So I'm not sure if they're doing SmackDown, man. That's a good question. Because I think the Hall of Fame comes on tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? I gotta check that out. Matter of fact, I'm wrong. It is going to be a SmackDown because they're having the Andre the Giant Memorial, you know, Battle Royal. Memorial Battle Royal. Andre the Giant joint. Yeah, they did mention that. That's right, man. So tomorrow, you're having the Hall of Fame and you're having a SmackDown show followed by, you know, night one of WrestleMania on Saturday and then on Sunday, night two. And, you know, what I want to do for today's show, man, is a first. It's the very first one, and I've been wanting to do this for a while, you know, for the not only for the Vision Live Network, but, you know, the Sports Core Network, which is our sports show, our sports podcast, if you will, and everything, you know, related to sports. You know, as you know, this is a crossover show. It's going to be our very first prediction show. You know, this has been in the works for a while. So basically, like, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go into the entire WrestleMania card on both nights. I'm going to cover, you know, both matches. You know, I'm going to talk about the match. I'm going to talk about, you know, the two superstars and everything, how they got together, or the different teams or whatever. And I'm going to tell you who I believe is going to win. Now, I believe overall, I think it's going to be about, between both nights, it's going to be about 14 matches. I think it's going to be like at least 7 matches on each night. Give a take. So, I'm shooting for at least 80% out of the deal, man. Between 10 and 11 right out of the 14. I know I'm going to mess up on one. You know what I'm saying? I don't foresee myself like going with a perfect record or going undefeated. I know it's like it'll be one or two I mess up on. But anyway, you know, I'm going to give you my take on each of the 14 matches. And we're going to start off with WrestleMania 40, night number one, happening on Saturday. So let's not waste any more time. Let's get it going. Man, and out the gate, man, we starting with the Women's World Championship. We got Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch. Now, I'm a big Rhea Ripley fan. You know what I'm saying? I'm a big fan. It her joining the Judgment Day, man, was brilliant. It was just genius. You know what I'm saying? Like, ever since she joined in, ever since she joined that faction, she's been, like, unstoppable, man. Like, unstoppable. Like, she took it, she took the character, she took herself to new heights, to new levels. And, you know, she's just on another planet right now, man. Her popularity is, like, through the roof. Like, she's so much over with the fans right now that, you know, her and the Judgment Day are supposed to be heels. You know, she's supposed to be a heel. She's so over that they, like, cheer for her anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just her star power is undeniable right now. You know, Becky's supposed to be the baby face, but, you know, they cheer Rhea this as much. And as far as Becky been doing her thing. You know what I'm saying, man? Like, I remember when she first started, man. You know, she came up from NXT. She was a part of the Four Horsemen woman. And she probably, out of the group, out of the four, was probably, like, the least regarded. You know, everybody, you know, was building up Sasha and Charlotte. And then, you know, I could say, like, Bayley was the third behind that. And Becky was probably, like, the least talked about. You know what I'm saying? You can make a case for Bayley, too. But, you know, she worked hard. She kept going at it. And she took over. She became bigger than life herself. And it's like, you know, she's still definitely up there, you know, as far as the fans and everything. But I can say, like, in these past 2 years, Bianca Belair and Rhea has passed her, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? But either way, this is going to be a good match. You know what I'm saying? Entertaining. Not only they both good on the mic. They both, you know, good playing the crowd and everything. They, you know, they both good talkers. But they both, you know, good in the ring, too. So, you know what I mean? I expect them to put on a show. But at the end of the day, I really think Rhea is going to keep the title. You know what I'm saying? I'm going with Rhea Ripley to retain the title on this one. Like I said, her star power is just so big right now. You know, she had the title for over a year. She won it last year at WrestleMania, matter of fact. I think she faced Charlotte Flair, and she won it. And, you know, she's just been rolling ever since. I don't see no reason for her to lose the title right now. I think, you know, WWE need to keep it going. And I think they onto something here, you know. Like, keeping the title on her will go a long way. And I think it's going to build up to a point where we have to wait and see, like, who's going to be strong enough to take it from her. But I'm going with Rhea Ripley to retain and remain the champion on this one. So I'm going Rhea Ripley. Next match, we have the tag team champion, the undisputed tag team championship match. We got, man, there's a lot of teams in this one, man. We got the Judgment Day versus DIY versus the Awesome Truth versus the New Day versus A-Town Down Under versus the New Catch Republic. Man, you know, this one, and it's a ladder match at that, man. I expect this match to... I got a lot of high hopes for this match. I hope this is one match that... It's always that one match. Or sometimes it's two. But it's always at least that one match that really nobody really talks about. But it always end up stealing the show. And I think this year, I think this could be that match. I think WrestleMania has, you know, at least two matches like that. And I think this one could be one of them. Like, not only it being a ladder match, but you got a lot of people in this match that could go. You got DIY, you know, they both high flyers. You know what I'm saying? You got the Awesome Truth. Well, my man, R-Truth, you know, he's funny as hell, man, but he can wrestle. You got The Miz, you know, his partner, you know, who probably the veteran out on this match. You got the New Day, you know, Kofi Kingston, you know, he gonna bring it. A-Town Down, man. You got Austin Theory. You know he's going to bring it. And a lot of people are not talking about him, but the New Catch Republic, you know, they've been doing their thing lately. You know, Peter Dunn and Tyler Bate, they've been on the roll lately, man. You know, like this last couple of months, they kind of like put themselves in the mix, you know, for the tag belts. But this one, man, this one for me, this one is tricky because it has so many different teams in it, man. You know what I'm saying? It has so many different teams in it. You bring in the fact that it's a ladder match and this could go a lot of different ways. My favorite team in this is the Judgment Day, but I feel like they had the tag belts now for a long time. A very long time, man. And I think it's time for a change. You know what I'm saying? I think WWE is thinking that it's time for a change. They had it a real long time. And so I would like for them to win, but I don't think they are going to. And there's another reason why I believe that they're not going to win, but I get to that point later. But this one, man, it's a tough one. At the end of the day, man, I'm going to take a chance. I'm going to think outside the box. As I mentioned just a couple of seconds ago, they've been on a roll. I'm going to go New Catch Republic on this one, man. Peter Dunne and Tyler Bate, I expect them two to walk out the undisputed tag team champs, man, after night one of WrestleMania, man. Out the box. New Catch Republic. This one is interesting, man. This one was this. You know, I predicted this match was going to happen a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, I'm mad that it took so long. You know, any wrestling fan, like, kind of saw it coming. If you know, you've been watching all the shows and you've been looking at what's happening. I seen piece by piece, like, they building it up. And, you know, I'm mad that, you know, they just now announcing it. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it could have been a better build up. But even though, you know, with that being said, man, I still expect it to be a good match. I'm talking Bianca Belair, Jade Cargill, and Naomi versus Damage Control. Man, I got to say, man, you know, when WWE signed Jade Cargill, man, I was happy about that, man. When she was in AEW, like I said, man, you know, I could just imagine her in the WWE. She'd be perfect. You know what I'm saying? All the matches that could take place, you know what I'm saying, with Bianca being the obvious choice. And, you know, she signed late last year, and everybody has been waiting, you know, for her debut. You know, she made a Royal Rumble appearance. She showed out there, and everybody was just wondering, like, when is she going to make her singles debut, you know what I'm saying? Like, this kind of been lingering. You know, we would see her on the show, showing up here, showing up on SmackDown, NXT, Raw, all that good stuff. But never, like, coming to the ring. You know, everybody like, what's good, what's good. Then, you know, a couple of weeks ago, we kind of saw that stare down she had with Damage Control. I'm like, okay. You know, we on to something. I see something. Add to that, you know, I seen, you know, Bianca arguing with Bayley over, you know, how she's doing Naomi and all that. So I seen them two was already together, Naomi and Bianca being the two. And I said, yeah, I see this coming together, right? I just didn't know how, like, Jade was going to, like, basically introduce herself into the equation. You know what I'm saying? Until it was announced that she was going to make a SmackDown debut. And I said, yeah, that's going to be it. You know what I'm saying? Something going to go down. And that's how she gonna get into it with Damage Control, and it's gonna become official. And it happened. I was right. But overall, man, I'm interested. You know, the women's division in WWE is stacked. You know, I remember it used to be a point where, you know, they had one match for WrestleMania, and that was like whoever was the champion versus the number one contender, and that was it. And even sometimes that might have been left off the card. But now, you know, we got champions on both shows. And, you know, they got a lot of worthy women that could take on regular matches during the show, and this is one of them. So, you know, they definitely doing their thing, and they came a long way in the women's division. You know what I'm saying? So congrats for that. But, yeah, I expect this to be a show. Damage Control has been running over the WWE, you know what I'm saying? Like, for the last year and a half now. I'm interested to see Jade for the first time in a match. You know what I'm saying? I think her, Naomi, and Belair, they make a good combination. You know, probably the first, well, I got to go back and look. Probably the first Afro-American team. I have to check that out. I'm gonna check on that. You know, that's the first thing that came to my mind. I was happy to see that. And this one is kind of easy for me, man. You know, Jade Cargill can't lose her first match, man. You know what I'm saying? It's no way. You know, Damage Control. You know, they got some people that go. I love Dakota Kai, but none of them can match the strength of Bianca or Jade, man, or Naomi, man. Like, that's an easy one for me, man. Bianca, Jade, and Naomi, without a doubt. Keep it going, man. We still here on night one, man. We got the Latino World Order. That's Dragon Lee and Rey Mysterio versus Santos Escobar and Dominique Mysterio. I gotta say, I was kind of disappointed in this match. I was real, real disappointed in this match, to be honest with you. And it's not because of the people that's in it. You know, I've seen Dragon Lee a couple of times. He got some high-flying moves. Rey Mysterio is a legend. Santos been doing his thing ever since, you know, he left the Latino World Order. And Dominic is a part of a Judgment Day. You know what I'm saying? Like, he got a lot of heat on him, man. The fans can't stand him. Not because of the people that's in it, but I kind of saw this whole thing playing out, and I expected it to be like a 5-on-5, man. Like you got Zelina Vega, you know, who's a legend, you know, a veteran, I should say. She's on the way to legendary status too, you know, I believe. You know, she doesn't get a lot of time, but this would have been a way for her to get on the show. There's a woman, I really don't know her name, to be honest with you. That's with Santos Escobar. You know, you can have one of them on each team, of course. So basically you had Zelina, who was down with Rey. You got Carlito, who was down with Rey. And then they also have a tag team. You know what I'm saying? So that would have made 5. As I just mentioned, you know, Escobar, he has a woman. I can't remember her name right now. And then they also have a tag team, man. So I was expecting it to be a 5-on-5 with some kind of, like, you know, some kind of stipulation or something like that. And, you know, all we did was end up getting, you know, a tag team match. But I do expect, like, all the parties and everybody I just mentioned to be involved in it, though. You know what I'm saying? I expect for it to be some kind of breakdown. And this one could go either way. You know what I'm saying? Rey Mysterio defeated Dominique last year. And this could be a chance for him to get back at his father on this one. Like I said, Santos Escobar been doing his thing. But for me, Rey Mysterio is just like, you know, he's just returning. You know, he just returned a couple of months ago. Actually, a couple of weeks ago, I think. You know, he just returned. And I don't know how much time he got left to continue wrestling. You know, he's kind of getting up there in age. And I think the WWE want to, like, send him off right. Not saying that this is going to be his last match. Because, you know, obviously he hasn't announced retirement. But it's like, you know, I don't know how many years he going to keep on doing this. You know what I'm saying? And I don't see, like, you know, WWE giving him a loss here, man. So I'm going to go with Dragon Lee and Rey Mysterio on this one. But I expect, you know, all parties to be involved, like a lot of high flying, and everybody go get involved in this one. But at the end, man, I think Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee go pull it out. Now, this next one, man, this is a good one, man. You got the Intercontinental Championship. You got Gunther versus Sami Zayn. Now, when WrestleMania season first hit, I didn't have no idea, like, who Gunther was going to fight. Man, you know, he done had the title, man, for 600 days. And basically, man, he just been beating everybody that's been put in front of him, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he holds the record for, you know, the all-time, you know, the amount of time that the Intercontinental title has been held. He actually broke that a long time ago. A long time ago. And it's funny, like, Roman Reigns had his for over, you know, 1,200. And he had his for over six. That's like the two top titles right there. Like, both of the top belts in the industry have been held by the same champion, man, for over 2 years. That's crazy. That's crazy, man. That's crazy. Like, I don't think that's ever been done. You know what I'm saying? At the same time. You know what I'm saying? That has never been done. But in a way, you know, that brings credibility to the title. You know what I'm saying? And instead of, like, changing hands every week, you know, it's entertaining. You know what I'm saying? You look for, like, who's next. You know, that kind of thing. And Gunther has been on the tear. You know what I'm saying? Sami Zayn, he's been on a good run the last couple of weeks. You know, he had to earn his title shot. And basically, you know, he just came out of nowhere. Originally, I had thought that the plan was for Gunther to fight Brock Lesnar. That's what I was hearing, you know what I'm saying? But it never came, you know, to fruition. Brock has never appeared. And this might even be the first time in a while, like, think Brock hasn't been a part of WrestleMania. You know, I have to check that out. Like, it's been a long time since he hasn't been involved in it. And that show you, like, how far the WWE has come. You know what I'm saying? Like, the need for part-time is not that valid anymore. You know what I'm saying? Because they got a stacked card, a stacked lineup, a stacked roster. But, you know, this one is tough. Because, like I said, Gunther, he had the belt, man, for over 600 days. And it's like, you know, you look at Roman Reigns, too. You know, he had his title. And it's like, how much longer do they want to go with the same championships? You know, with the same title holders. You know what I'm saying? But it does have to end somewhere and sometime, man. It does have to end. Like, that's obvious. You know, that's definitely going to happen. But I don't think his title reign ends at WrestleMania. I just don't think it ends at WrestleMania. I think Gunther is going to retain his title versus Sami Zayn. And I think maybe at the next big event is where he's going to meet his match. Now, I don't know who that's going to be, but I think in WrestleMania, Gunther is going to prevail. And he's going to remain the Intercontinental Champion over Sami Zayn. On this next match, man, we got another first in a long time, man. We got brother versus brother. This kind of reminds you of Owen Hart versus Bret Hart. I kind of seen this match coming along, too. They kind of tried to slow build it, but I mean, it was kind of obvious. You know, them two was the first two entrants in the Royal Rumble, where they went at it for a while. And then this overall, like, ever since Jay moved to Raw, like, Jimmy Uso has just been, like, you know, jostling him, like, trying to stop him, you know, trying to do whatever he can, like him and Solo. And, you know, another reason why they had to do this match is because, you know, the Bloodline story, you know what I mean? My man The Rock and Roman Reigns, they teaming up. So it was only right that they had to add this match. Now, the Usos together, man, I think they one of the greatest tag teams of all time. They definitely going to the Hall of Fame. That's without a doubt. As far as, like, single performers, I believe that Jey Uso is a couple of steps above Jimmy Uso in that regard as far as, like, singles. Now, my obvious choice for this one is Jey Uso, but it's a but in this. I do feel, for some reason or another, that their father, Rikishi, is going to make an appearance and he's going to get involved in this match some kind of way. The only thing that I'm not 100% certain of is which way is he leaning towards. I'm going to say, since Jimmy has Solo with him, I'm going to say, like, I'm going to believe that either Rikishi or somebody else is going to have Jey Uso's back, and Jey Uso is going to come out on top on that one. But we'll see. It could go the other way. We could be in for a shock and Rikishi goes the other way with it. But I'm going to say Jey Uso on this one. And for the main event of night one, you got the tag team match that everybody wants to see. You got the Bloodline, The Rock, and Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins. Now, I got to tell you, man, I love The Rock, man. The Rock is my guy, man. The Rock is funny as hell, man. The interviews, the promos when he was in WWE, like him and Stone Cold, man. Those are my two that did it for me, man. Like in wrestling, like it's like both of those two are like second to none, man. Like second to none. The Rock is like by far, man, the most entertaining in the WWE, man, in the history of WWE. Now, with that being said, I'm not a as the time went on, like this match has grew on me, and I've learned to like it more, especially after I seen like The Rock and Cody Rhodes going at each other lately. So it has grown on me, but I gotta say, like, I was never like a big fan of this match, and the reason why, again, it's not because of the people. Well, let me change that. It is because of the people that's in it. I believe that, first and foremost, man, I believe the WWE has so much talent that there's no need for people to have to fight two times on a pay-per-view. You know what I'm saying? Unless there's some kind of tournament going on or something like that, like, you know, like they used to have back in the day for a championship. Unless there's something going on like that, then I would understand. But, like, seeing somebody wrestle twice, it kind of, like, takes away from it a little bit. Like, let's say, you know, this match lives up to the hype and they do their thing. Okay, like, you got to wonder, like, what kind of condition is Cody Rhodes going to be in the next day when he faces Roman Reigns one-on-one? What kind of condition Seth Rollins is going to be in? Same thing with Roman Reigns, too. Like, what kind of, you know, shape, you know what I'm saying? Like, it kind of, when you see them for night two, is some of the aura is going to be taken away because you just seen them yesterday. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to have that feel of you just seeing them for the first time. You know what I'm saying? Like, usually when somebody's introduced, like, this is the time where you wonder what somebody's interest is going to be. Is it going to be like a live band? Or, you know, are they going to come out in some kind of limo, car, something like that? It kind of takes away because you saw that person the night before. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not a big fan of this match. The only, like, great element, a new element it has is The Rock. Like, seeing him fight because, you know, he's retired and we don't get to see that all the time anymore. But I think another good part of it, man, is, you know, it's a stipulation in it. You know, I'm glad they added that to it. You know, whoever wins, you know, the Bloodline wins, it's bloodline rules. And if Cody and them win, you know, everybody from the Bloodline is disqualified. They can't, well, not disqualified, they can't come to the ring when Cody and Roman face each other on night two. It can be no interference. So, I mean, that's a good stipulation to have. But this is still going to be a good match, you know, despite what I feel about it. You know, you got all Hall of Fame competitors in the ring going at it. And on this one, man, I'm going to go with the bloodline on this one, man. I'm going to go with my man Rock and Roman Reigns. I think Cody versus Roman is going to be more interesting if it was like bloodline rules, you know what I'm saying, and anything goes. You know, that opens the door for a lot of possibilities, man. So I'm going to look for The Rock and Roman to pull out the stops on this one, man. That concludes my predictions for WrestleMania on night one. So now, without a doubt, man, let's get into night two, which is Sunday night. First match, we got Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits versus the Final Testament in the Philadelphia Street Fight. Now, this one, they've been building this for a long time, man. This go back for a couple of months now. You know what I'm saying? On this one, I remember just sitting back thinking, like, you know, they've been going at it for so long. Like, how are they going to stretch this to WrestleMania? Like, you know, the Street Profits already fought the Authors of Pain a couple of times. They faced each other last week in the tournament, I believe. I think Karrion Kross and Lashley have fought one-on-one a couple of times. So I'm just like, man, you know, how they gonna keep this going? You know what I'm saying? And in the end, it was a good build to this match. You know what I'm saying? They made it a Philadelphia Street Fight, which is definitely, you know, it couldn't have been no regular match. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to see how this one, like, pays off at the end. I think Karrion Kross and the Authors of Pain, man, they've been getting the upper hand so far on Lashley and the Street Profits, man. I think they've been getting the upper hand for so long that it's going to be a turnaround come WrestleMania night, you know what I'm saying, night two. I think Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits are finally going to, like, end this thing, and they're going to get their revenge on the Final Testament, you know, in the Philadelphia Street Fight. So I'm going Lashley and the Profits on this one. Match number two. And by the way, you know, I'm not doing this. I don't know if this is the order. I'm just going by, you know, what I got on my card and my notes. I don't know if this is the correct order. But, you know, I just been told. I know, like, all these matches are supposed to be happening on the night. But I don't know, like, the order of match. Like, this next match, LA Knight versus AJ Styles, I don't know if it's going to be the second night. You see what I'm saying? So I don't know if it's in the right order like that. So I just want to throw that out there. But, you know, this match, LA Knight versus Styles, man, is personal. You know, AJ Styles just made his return from injury. He'd been out for a while. And I got to give props to my man LA Knight. You know what I'm saying? Last year, he was left off the WrestleMania card. You know what I'm saying? He didn't have a WrestleMania match. Now here he is in a prominent role. You know, that shows that he came a long way in a year. You know what I'm saying? And speaking of LA Knight, you know, I first saw him when he was in TNA. I caught him a couple of times. I forgot the name that he goes by. But I caught him, and, you know, I saw his charisma and I saw his personality on that show. I'm like, I was saying to myself, like, damn, dog, he'd be good in WWE. And, man, you know, he made it. He made it. And not only did he make it, but he's been doing his thing ever since. Like, WWE, sooner or later, has to take advantage, man, of his popularity, man. And they got to put some kind of title around him. You know what I'm saying? I actually thought that he was going to fight Logan Paul. You know what I'm saying? I thought that was the play. I thought that was the direction they were going to go in. But this is a good story. You know what I'm saying? LA Knight and AJ Styles, they've been telling a good story so far. They've been going back and forth. Both of them, you know, put on a good show in the ring, especially AJ Styles, man. We all know that he can go. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know if it would have been overkill, but I kind of wish, like, there was some kind of, like, stipulation in this match as well. But I think it's going to be a good match without it. I think it's going to be a good match. And this, by this being LA Knight's first match, and first time at WrestleMania, I think he's going to go over on AJ Styles. You know what I'm saying? So I'll go with LA Knight on this one. This next one, man, I just spoke him up. It's a triple threat match for the United States Championship. It has the legend killer, Randy Orton, versus Kevin Owens versus Logan Paul. This one had a kind of funny kind of build to it. You know what I'm saying? I saw Kevin Owens and Logan Paul doing something at WrestleMania All Along. But, again, you know, those two fought each other one-on-one already. So it was like, I don't know if the WWE want to do that again. You know what I'm saying? There was that element to it. And then I'm looking at how everything was taking shape. And I'm like, you know, what are they going to do with Randy Orton? You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't see a clear path, a clear vision for him at first. Then when the chamber came up, it all made sense. It all made sense. You know, it's a triple threat match. The only thing that I'm surprised about in this match, I thought, and it still may happen tomorrow on SmackDown. You know what I'm saying? I thought that either Randy Orton or Kevin Owens were going to turn on one another by now. But as I say, you know, it can still happen tomorrow on SmackDown. But as of now, you know, they still cool. And it's just kind of like, it's not going to be no fun if them two are kind of together, you know, working against Logan Paul. You know what I'm saying? Like, something has to give. You know what I'm saying? In order for this to be a good match, man, it has to be like all three competitors beefing. You know what I'm saying? I look forward to like something happening tomorrow, you know, on SmackDown. We'll see. I definitely look for something to happen tomorrow. But this match is going to be a good match. Any match with Randy Orton, you know, he's going to turn it out. You know, he can hit that RKO out of nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Out of nowhere. You know, he's still inventing ways to hit that move. And that's crazy. On this one, you know, I expect it to be a good match. But I see Logan Paul retaining the United States Championship on this one. I just can't see like Randy Orton winning the United States Championship. And, you know, I do believe that Kevin Owens is going to win it in the near future. But I just don't think it's at WrestleMania. I think at the next big event, you know, it's going to be him and Logan Paul in some kind of like stipulation match. And I think that's where Owens is going to make his mark. But night two WrestleMania, I think Logan Paul is going to retain. And, you know, we get our first World Heavyweight Championship match on night number two, which is Drew McIntyre versus Seth Rollins. Now, you know, the WWE had to pivot to make this happen. You know, I think the plan was for Seth Rollins versus CM Punk. And man, you know, damn, I wanted to see that match, man. I wanted to see that match so bad. And unfortunately, you know, CM Punk got injured at the Royal Rumble. And he was, you know, unable to compete. So, you know, the WWE had to, you know, they had to make a move. They had to pivot. And they pivoted to Drew McIntyre. Now, at first, it was like the same thing, man. These two... They fought each other like at least three times already. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, man, you know, how y'all gonna get us to invest in this again? But I gotta say, man, like this time, it feels different. Like Drew McIntyre has been on a tear lately. You know what I mean? He's been doing his thing. Like this heel turn, this heel run, like he's been on it, man. He's been on it. Like it was a slow heel turn, but each week, it was becoming more and more entertaining, man. And, like, I can say, like, he's finally there. Like, you can make a case and say he's the top heel on Raw right now, on Monday Night Raw. You know what I'm saying? It's been that good. And to throw in there, you know, you got CM Punk as the special guest commentator. You know, Drew McIntyre and CM Punk have been going at it. So you know, like, this is a crash waiting to happen. You know something is going to go down. You know what I'm saying? You could smell it. Drew McIntyre and CM Punk don't like each other. And we all know how Seth Rollins feel about CM Punk too. So this is just a crash that's waiting to happen. Now, with just those three people in it, Drew McIntyre, Seth Rollins, and CM Punk, you know this is going to make for an entertaining match. A very, very good match. Now, I'm going to make what I call my first bold prediction of this special WrestleMania show. Now, as I just mentioned, this a couple of seconds ago, Drew McIntyre and Seth Rollins, they fought a couple of times already. They fought each other so much that I feel like Drew McIntyre has to beat him this time. He has to. You know what I'm saying? He just has to, or it wouldn't be credible anymore. Drew McIntyre has to beat Seth Rollins. Now, there's a but on the end of that. I think Drew McIntyre is going to beat Seth Rollins. However, I believe at the end of that match, CM Punk is going to do something to Drew McIntyre because of their history. Now, here's where it gets funny, because this is something that I alluded to earlier. If you were paying attention to the whole entire episode, there was something that I said in part one of the show, you know, that I told you that I was going to get back to. I believe Drew McIntyre is going to beat Seth Rollins, but I think CM Punk is going to do something to Drew McIntyre. After this happens, I believe this is going to finally open the door for my man Damian Priest to cash in his Money in the Bank briefcase and finally win the championship. I think the Judgment Day is going to lose the tag team belts on night one. But I think in a way of sorts, they're going to rebound, because Damian Priest is going to cash in his Money in the Bank and beat Drew McIntyre. Now, this works for all parties involved. CM Punk does his thing to get a little bit of revenge back. Drew McIntyre does win his championship in front of a live crowd this time. And Damian Priest finally gets to cash in his Money in the Bank. And this also would drive up Drew McIntyre's frustration of not being respected in the WWE. He's going to be even more a man of a mission, a man on a mission after this happens. So I think this is a win in every direction. I'm going Drew McIntyre, but I expect Damian Priest to cash in his Money in the Bank. Now, staying on in the championship conversation, we got the WWE Women's Championship match. We got Bayley versus Io Sky. Now, you know, I was happy that Io Sky became champion. You know, it was a fresh face. It was somebody different. And not only that, man, you know, in addition to being a fresh face, she has now held the belt for a while now. You know, so it wasn't a win and then, you know, she gave it up within a week or a month or so. You know what I'm saying? She actually held the belt for a while now, making her a credible champion. And, you know, her in-ring work, her high-flying moves is brilliant. The swerve, you know, everybody seen it coming. Like, the swerve they pulled on Bayley, that was months in the making. Everybody's seen it a mile away. And, you know, they've been building up for this match a long time, a long time. And what I can say about Bayley, you know, I mentioned earlier, one of the four horsewomen. She run the Royal Rumble. champion on both shows. Decorated, man. You know, she deserved this moment. She deserved it. And can't believe, like, this is her first singles match at WrestleMania. So they really giving her just due on this. You know, they really are. I got to give them their props on this, man. They really giving Bayley her just due. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's responsible for the turnaround in WWE. And they definitely treating her as such. And with that being said, you know, why stop here? You know, I don't see no need to stop that train. You know, keep it going. I see Bayley winning the championship at WrestleMania over Io Sky. You know what I'm saying? Completing the whole cycle. You know what I'm saying? And that opens up a door for so much competition. You got Belair. You got Naomi in the mix. You know, you got Tiffany Stratton. So this like opens the door for a lot of possibilities. But I see Bayley, you know, winning the championship at WrestleMania. And last, you know, last match, but definitely not least, you have the undisputed WWE Universal Championship match. Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns. With the stipulation to be decided after night number one, which I think is going to be bloodline rules, you know, anything goes. This is the match, you know, that everybody wanted to see. You know, if you like me, I thought Cody Rhodes was going to beat him last year. That was shot. You know, if I did a prediction show last year, I would have lost that one. You know, for sure, without a doubt, like no questions asked, you know, I would have bombed on that one. It's no way that I thought Roman Reigns was going to win. And then he was going to end up holding the championship for another year. I did not foresee that coming at all. But, like, this is the match that everybody wanted to see. You know, Cody Rhodes won the Royal Rumble 2 years straight. Everybody wanted him to finish the story. And it's funny, that line is even in the video game now. You know, that's a big deal. Finish the story. You know, the Cody Rhodes fans are invested so much that I think they're going to be behind them, and they're going to go crazy like every second of this match. Like this match has been over a year in the making. You know what I'm saying? Like, ever since he lost, you know, he was saying how he wanted to finish the story. You know, you got so many different elements in it. It's probably going to be bloodline rules. I think on Roman Reigns and he's going to pull out all the stops. I think Jimmy Uso is going to come out. The Rock is going to be in it some kind of way. I think it's going to be even more family members that, you know, we have never seen before. Like, more family members that we haven't seen in a while. You know what I mean? I think it's all stops are going to be made. But at the same time, you know, I think Cody Rhodes is going to have some surprises up his sleeve, too. You know, should I say John Cena, who still got, you know, some stuff going with Solo Sikoa. There's been talk about Stone Cold possibly appearing. You know, him and The Rock, they got a rivalry going. So this is going to make for, like, epic TV. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, The championship has eluded the Rhodes family. So, like, there's a lot of history there. You know, a lot of wrongs could be righted with this. And this is going to be, like, something epic, you know, if it's done right. And I know it will be. But just going with the obvious on this one, man, I can't see Cody losing twice. I can't see Cody losing to him twice and not finishing the story. And then on another end, I can't see Roman Reigns still continuing to hold the belt. You know what I mean? I can't see it either way. I think The Rock versus Roman Reigns at some point in time is still going to be in play. It's just not going to be with a championship on the line. But, you know, instead of it being a championship, I think it's going to be for the right to be head of the table. You know, which is going to be epic. But on this one, WrestleMania 40, the fans wanted to see Cody Rhodes finish the story. Everybody wants to see Cody Rhodes finish the story. And at WrestleMania 40, man, I believe that that's what's going to happen. I believe Cody Rhodes is going to finish his story. And he's going to win the WWE Universal Championship for the very, very first time. And also become the first in his family. But, you know, that's my predictions for WrestleMania 40. That's the last match that was announced. They're probably going to have a match or two on the pregame show, but I haven't heard anything yet. But if you're a fan, I ain't got to say nothing else, man. You already know what it is, man. Get you, go out early, handle your business. You know what I'm saying? There's always money to be made out there. After you handle your business, well, on your way back, I should say, from handling some business, man, get you some wings, get you some drinks, and just relax, man, and enjoy WrestleMania, man. It's the biggest show. Even if you're not a fan, like, WrestleMania is so good. Even if you're not a wrestling fan, man, you're going to enjoy this show because they got something for everybody. Meek Mill is going to perform. You know, you got celebrities that's always in the building. You got surprise guests. It's something there for everybody, man. You know what I'm saying? So get you some wings, some good food, all that stuff, and enjoy the show, man. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Y'all already know what I'm doing, man. Both nights, I'm locked in. Holla at me on social media. You know, let me know how I did with my picks. You know, let me know what you think of it. Let me know if you agree, or let me know if you do disagree. Either way, man, I want to hear from you. It's all entertainment. You know, it's all entertainment. And throughout the week, man, I'm going to be posting, like, you know, how I did. We're going to talk about, you know, my record. How was I? Was I accurate? What happened? You know what I'm saying? We're going to get into it, man. We're going to get into it all week long. You know what I'm saying? All the way into the following week on Monday Night Raw, where they come out with more surprises. So hit me up with social media. Let me know how I did. Let me know your thoughts. And then other than that, man, sit back. Enjoy WrestleMania weekend. I'm locked in, man. I just want to tell y'all I appreciate it. Y'all could have been anywhere in the world, but y'all right here with me. I appreciate that. Y'all be safe out there. Y'all enjoy WrestleMania weekend. And we'll be back again to talk next week on the Slackest Talk podcast. Peace.